So we will get to that fairly shortly, and a very good afternoon to you, KLPZ, 1380 AM Country and a little more. It is 3:41. Joining us on the phone this afternoon, our Arizona State Governor Janet Napolitano. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Are we on a speakerphone?
Yes, you are.
Oh, that's okay.
But I'll take you off. That might be easier for you.
Well, that's fine. I can always tell. I've got an ear for these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Governor, welcome to the show this afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, and happy Statehood Day.
Yes, indeed. It is our 95th year today.
We are 95. We will turn 100 in 2012, and one of the things we announced today was the Arizona Centennial Plan. We want to have events and activities all throughout the state of Arizona in the year 2012, and we want communities all over to be able to have projects designated as centennial projects, and you can get information about that on the website, azcentennial.gov.
azcentennial.gov for all the information. Now, we're comparatively young, actually, in world history, aren't we, when you think about it?
We really are, and we're really busy building a state right now. I mean, we've got so much new people, new needs, new challenges, but also new opportunities, and that's what makes Arizona an exciting place to be.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we've got a Ford dealership here in town that's older than the state.
That's right.
It's pretty incredible. So work in the Centennial has been going on for a few years now, is that right?
That's right, and now, you know, it really takes to do it right. You really need to work intensively for at least 5 years. So we're getting ready to go from the initial preparatory work to really taking it up and really thinking about our past, because our past is our prologue to our future. And
sure.
The future really is what we need to be thinking about.
Now, what kind of other organizations are involved here? We obviously have the state spearheading the entire thing, but who's involved?
We have a number of entities are involved. The Arizona Historical Advisory Commission was created, and it has planning for the Arizona Centennial among its requirements. We have all kinds of museums and education institutions and archivists, and you know, you name it, we got them involved in this. But now we need to get it out to the public at large.
Now, would you say this is primarily to show the rest of the world about Arizona and look at us, or is this mostly about Arizona citizens kind of celebrating here? What's the focus of the Centennial?
I think it's both. I think the Centennial will help us broadcast Arizona to the world, but I also think it reminds us of our own unique and special history, and I think that's particularly important for Arizona, since so many of us moved here from someplace else. I mean, we didn't even go to school here, so we didn't even get Arizona history in school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of internal education to do as well as external advertisement.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've been here for 3 years, so it's not long in the great scheme of things to have been in a state. And of course, I love it here, but it certainly would be good to know more. Now, you mentioned individual communities doing something. What is a legacy project? I read about that on azcentennial.gov, and I guess that's what you want communities to get involved in. Can you give me an example of maybe something that people could do?
Well, it's the Memory Project, and what it's really designed is to, you know, to take oral histories of those in our communities who may have been around when Arizona was entering statehood, and can give us and tell us what it was like to live, well, we didn't even have a La Paz County back then, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
But to live along the river, to live along the river in a pioneer day when there was no air conditioning or anything like that. You know, what was it like to live there?
I can't imagine. And actually, I've seen some great photos as well of what it was like back then. Now, we're still one of the fastest growing states, aren't we, in Arizona? I think I read somewhere that we are the fastest growing state
in the Union. We are the fastest growing state in the country, that's right.
So, which shows that we've got something that everybody wants. You know, obviously, we should be maybe better at broadcasting that about.
Well, that's right. I think people vote with their feet a lot, and we have a good job market. We've got a great quality of life, but we need also, as much as we're looking at the past, we need to be planning for the future, and that's, you know, roads and buildings and, you know, school buildings and
Absolutely.
Water and making sure that we're really thinking through what our state is going to look like in the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that brings its own set of challenges, doesn't it?
Oh, huge. Was one of the major themes of my State of the State address this year, which is to say, look, you know, we got the first 6 million in, okay, but in the next 20 years we're going to add another 6 million. Where are they going to go? What kinds of communities are they going to live in? How do we make sure that Arizona is safe and strong and prosperous and people are living in quality communities?
And I think that Arizona is going to grow no matter whether people like it or not. I mean, if we're going to live here, I think we should probably expect that it's going to grow.
I think that's right. And, you know, if we're not growing, we're shrinking, and that's a different set of challenges. I'd rather have the growth challenges.
Absolutely. So is there anything else that you'd like to add about the centennial?
No, I'm very excited about it. It was a great statehood day today at the Capitol, and I hope people really get into it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, sounds great. Now, I can't let you go without asking you real quick about the news yesterday that the Arizona Senate Transportation Committee have endorsed asking voters to decide whether or not they want the photo enforcement of the freeways. Would you agree that that citizens should have a vote on this?
No, I think, you know, first of all, the pilot project with the photo radar was extremely successful. I mean, it was way beyond what anybody expected. And I think, one of the things, it's great to have referenda and things decided by the voters, but this is the kind of thing the legislature ought to decide. And I think that, if they want to pass a bill, but don't kind of duck an issue because you can, quote-unquote, refer it to the ballot. The people in Arizona got enough to worry about without having to do the legislature's work for them.
Well, probably most voters wouldn't vote it in anyway. When you think about it, who wants to be fined by a camera? But
no, I disagree. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the people in Scottsdale where this was, they were initially very, I don't know if we wanted it. It turned out to be very popular and very, very successful. Why? Because it deterred speeders, it held down the rate of accidents, and people realized they were safer.
Really? You think people want this in Scottsdale now?
Absolutely. No question.
We've heard from some of our listeners on this who think it's pretty much more of a revenue-raising exercise. How would you respond to that?
No, the revenue that's raised basically pays for the program. You got to operate the cameras and you got to operate the ticket system and the courts and so forth. It's not there to raise revenue. It's there to increase public safety. And it's there, let me give you a sense of perspective. We added over 560 miles of new freeway in the last couple of years in Arizona, and we haven't been able to add enough highway patrol officers for all those miles of freeway. And the result is that, speeding is becoming more and more of a problem. Now, what we know now is, based on the experiment we did on the 101 down here in Maricopa County, is that we can put our highway patrol officers on the street. The cameras complement or augment what they do, and they can focus on the DUIs and some of the other really more serious traffic offenders. And we bring down the overall speeding on the highway, and that adds to everybody's safety. So, maybe over in that part of the state, I'm over there some, and I know the circumstances are different than Maricopa County or Pima or even Pinal County. But again, if the initial question is, should this go to the ballot? I think not. I think the legislature has the data, and I think where it's actually been tried, it's been extremely successful.
Okay. Well, we'll let you get away with that one. Meantime, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be something that people have mixed opinions on. Do you have any idea how much revenue that'll bring in?
Well, I really don't know, because it kind of depends on where it goes. I mean, and one of the things we know is we're not going to impose it unilaterally. We're working with localities. We're working with sheriffs and so forth on where they think it would do the best. So we'll take it one step at a time.
Okay. Well, I have one final question for you just before you go. We had a question from a listener who was wondering about a Adult Protective Services office in La Paz County. And I guess there maybe was one in the past. Am I right in saying that, Juanita? And it's no longer here. Do you know anything about that? Maybe you don't know off the top of your head.
I really don't know off the top of my head, but I can give a number at my office. They can call 602-542-1318. 602-542-1318. And hopefully they can get them to the right office to talk about that.
Okay, that is great. Well, thank you very much, Governor, for being with us this afternoon. I know you're busy, and we'll let you go, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, John, and happy Statehood Day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye now.
Governor Janet Napolitano this afternoon on KLPZ. So we got to a couple of your questions there. She's a little longer than she was going to be.
I didn't get the number. She said it so fast.
Oh, I'm sure people have it out there. We have
602-542, and then I didn't get the rest.
Okay, we'll get it. We'll get it and post it on our website. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. All right, folks, we are going to take a short break. We'll leave it there. If you have any thoughts on what the governor is saying, you can give me a call, 669-2507.
I know what they're going to say already.
Oh, I know about this. And this photo enforcement thing, like I was saying, it's a very controversial issue, and for good reason. I don't want to be driving down the highway and have my picture taken.
Well, wait. She said the city of Scottsdale is in agreement with it.
Does
that explain? Okay, people that have never lived in Phoenix, Scottsdale to the rest of us is Snotsdale.
I should have asked her, was that Snotsdale or Scottsdale, Governor?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Scottsdale, the city of Scottsdale, would want it.
No,
people are so snotty in that area.
No, but I don't buy it. Even if they are, and I don't even agree with you there, Juanita. I'm going to disagree with you there. I don't know that we can generalize, but in terms of the Loop 101, there's a lot of people that aren't from Scottsdale who travel on that route. So even if Scottsdale people are in favor of this, which I don't buy,
then keep it in Scottsdale. Don't do it everywhere else.
Then, and she did kind of acknowledge there that perhaps things are a little bit different here. So State Route 95, for example, if we had some speed enforcement cameras on State Route 95, I'm not sure that the same problems exist there. If anything, we have problems with people going too slow. KLPZ, 1380 AM Country, and a little more. We'll be right back.
There's still time to get that special someone a terrific Valentine's Day gift at Safeway.